Book of Chronicles, chapter 16. This is when finally David brings the ark to Zion. Now, when I was chatting about 1 Chronicles 13, the sin of Uzzah, you see there how God's anger flared up, we're told, and he smote Uzzah because Uzzah touched the ark. And then we're told that the anger of David flared up. The NEV says David was much displeased, but actually it's the same Hebrew word for flared up. God's anger flared up against David and Uzzah, and David's anger flared up against God, because he had, in fact, brought all of Israel together, and it was a big thing in those days to get all the people together for this grand show of bringing the ark into Zion, and it all goes wrong. The oxen stumble, the ark totters, Uzzah puts his hand out to steady it, bang, he's killed. And, you know, David thinks that that's God being too picky. Even though it was the sons of Kohath who were supposed to carry the ark by poles on its rings. That's why it had rings on it. That's what they were supposed to do, not the family of Abinadab. And David, who says in Psalm 119 that he studied God's law day and night, should really have known that. And yet he just assumed that, well, the spirit of it is this or that. And, of course, the Philistines had carried the ark on carts when they sent it back to Israel. And I guess he thought, well, if they could do it, so can I. But I'll make a new cart, and I'm sure a very fine cart, to carry the ark. And it goes wrong. And then we see that, as I say, initially David's pride is hurt and he's angry with God. The anger is a reflection of hurt pride. And then we read in the end of chapter 13 that David says, how can I bring the ark to me? He feared God because of it. Just like the men of Beth Shemesh had said, who can deal with this holy God? Let's get rid of this ark. God's too picky and sensitive about this thing. And so David goes into a lower period, shall I say, in the graph, if you like, of his spirituality, that his anger with God turns to fear of God. And the reason was his problem with humility, because he should have recognized that, look, I was responsible here. I should have known that that's not how to transport the ark, and Uzzah's death in that sense was my fault. Yeah, he didn't want to take that responsibility, just as he didn't want to take it with the sin of David, or with the sin of Uriah and Bathsheba to start with. And yet, to his credit, he did humble himself then, and he does now with the Ark of God, when finally he does bring it home to his city, as it were. When before he had said, who can bring this holy Ark of God home? I can't bring it home to me. He fears God. So it's pride that leads us to that fear of God. It's pride that leads us to anger with God. And so now he does bring it in. He has humbled himself. And I suggested when we talked about what went wrong the first time that David was so into the spirit of the law that he thought that, well, sure, that's what the law says, but the spirit of it is this or that or the other. And yet, as we all know, you can end up living by the spirit of the law to such an extent that you break so much of the letter of the law that you've broken the spirit of the law, if you see what I'm saying. And I think that's what happened there, and I think he falls into this again with the sin with Bathsheba. He just thinks he's beyond the law, and yet being beyond letter of the law does not mean that you are beyond basic divine godly principle of living. And I think that's where he went wrong with the ark the first time. It's where he went wrong with David and Bathsheba, with the sin with Bathsheba. And so here he's learned his lesson. Verse 1 of 1 Chronicles 16, they brought in the Ark of God, set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it. They offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before God. Well, whenever you read of burnt offerings and peace offerings, the order is always sin offering, burnt offering, peace offering. First of all, there is that recognition of sin. Then there is the burnt offering, the dedication to God, and only then can you enjoy peace with God. So where's the sin offering? Well, if you read the record in 2 Samuel 6, the parallel to this 1 Chronicles 16, you read about a mass of animals being sacrificed on the road to Zion. all the time, every few paces, they were sacrificing an animal. And I suggest, therefore, connecting with this reference to burnt offerings and peace offerings, that that was the sin offering. David really did humble himself, and finally he does realize, I sinned by not making the sons of Kohath carry it as they should have done. In any industrial tribunal, in any legal analysis of what happened to Uzzah in our day, David would get the blame. He was the boss. He had responsibility. He had the idea. He was the one who should have known the legislation, and he didn't do it, and the man was killed. Well, David, you're responsible. And I think only now, years later, does he see that. You see God's wonderful patience, that it may take people years to actually see the consequence of their sin upon other people. That's worth bearing in mind. God waited for David, and David got there in the end in this matter. Whereas the worst thing when people sin against you is that they don't get it, and you need to forgive them anyway. And it does take people time. It took David many years now to get over this and understand correctly the dimensions of what he'd done wrong, and particularly what he'd done wrong against Uzzah. And it takes human beings a long time, and some of them die before they get there. But God patiently waits, and we have to do that. It's probably unrealistic to expect some guy's going to sin against you, and then 5 minutes later he realizes what he's done, and he's all humble pie about it. Well, nah, that's not how we are, is it? And that's not how people are, unfortunately. It takes time. It's like saying you've got to forgive. Yes, I agree, I must forgive. But actually, with us, forgiveness tends to take time. And repentance does here, as you see with David. Whereas, in the parable Jesus told, he says that God basically frankly forgave the two debtors. He has this ability to frankly forgive. Just like that. That's it. Over and done. Dealt with. And that is a quality of forgiveness, if you like, that I don't think we perhaps are able fully to rise up to, although I suppose we should. So it takes time for people to realize the dimensions of what they've done wrong, and it took Dave a long time here, but I think all those sin offerings on the road to Zion were a reflection of that. Well, when he'd made an end, verse 2, of offering the burnt offering and the peace offerings, he blesses the people in the name of Yahweh and deals to them a loaf of bread and a cake of raisins. Well, you could take the raisins as coming from the vine. It's sort of a bit like bread and wine. Point is, he acts really as the high priest, blessing the people in the name of Yahweh. But he wasn't a priest. He was from Judah, not from Levi. And although he had got so into the spirit of the law that he ended up breaking the spirit of the law with the ark the first time, that doesn't mean that you forget about the spirit of the law. He does here break the letter of the law, but acceptably so, because he's keeping the spirit of it. So then we all then have this problem, I do believe, of it taking time to repent. And, you know, let's hurry up and do it. You know, if you're going to do it anyway, do it. Get it over and done with. Of course, you can't consciously speed yourself up, but you can ask God to speed up the process. You can pray to God today, having thought about these things, for the strength to repent more quickly, to forgive more quickly, without this process of time it takes. And yet, just as God waited for David to repent over this business with the ark, and he does, as I say, to start with, he's mad with God. When God, first of all, kills Uzzah, he's really angry with God. And then he moves away from God, he fears God, and then finally he offers all these sin offerings and then rededicates himself with the burnt offerings and the peace offerings. He does learn that he was responsible and that he had caused the death of Uzzah, and he is repentant and he does humble himself, although it took him many years. And this then is how we need to be, but more quickly than he was in this particular case. And as I say, you've got to recognize that other people in their sin against you, it may take them to their grave planks, to their deathbed, pretty much, before they'll ever say sorry, and they may not even get around to saying sorry, although they might realise it in their hearts. Well, frankly, they might die before they get there. Okay, so it is. But just realise the process, and realise that you also have needed time to come to repentance.